The Resolute Desk. The Kennedy.
Which one?
Jackie.
Which one?
The one in D.C. Let's start with the one in D.C.
There's two in D.C.
Oh, man. The one that Jackie Kennedy resurrected.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Brought down.
Got it.
Okay.
Potter's. That's the Potter's. That's known as the Potter's Desk. Potter's Desk. From Potter's Field. Yeah, that one, the Jackie O one. Go ahead.
Is that the one that Trump is in Trump's office now?
No. No, it is not.
Okay, where'd the Resolute Desk come from that Trump is using?
That's the comparative, the other side. It's the one that connects straight to Buckingham Palace.
So the desk that Jackie pulled out of storage did not connect to Buckingham Palace?
It does, but in a different way. It goes to Balmoral. Remember we told you this last week? To Balmoral. Remember we talked about Balmoral? 40,000 acre estate. You know, where the queen bitch hangs out a lot.
So Kennedy connected and communicated with the queen via Balmoral, and Trump is going to communicate via Buckingham Palace?
Well, they connect. They can each connect all the way through. You have to open the drawer to different levels to tune it, just like you. You move yourself like the OA movements. You move yourself to tune it the same way. It's just a thing that connects. You'd say, you mean you have a phone, a cell phone, you can dial a number and it connects to another cell phone? Yes. You mean you can dial and connect to another cell phone? Yes. Well, you know, 100 years ago, that would have been the same conversation that you and I are having right here, right now. Same thing.
Okay, well, Ion, tell me what's the most significant thing about the difference in the desks. How is Trump going to use it differently than Kennedy did his?
Trump will use it smarter. He'll use it not just to gain insight. He'll use it to make insight. See, he can share it. He doesn't want to know anything. Donald Trump doesn't want to even have any of these things. He's not interested in what you have to tell him. He's trying to tell you something. That's the difference. This is where Marshall McLuhan got it right one time. Stop. One time. That's it. No more after that. He was saying you read the book and the book reads you. Trump's trying to tell you a story. He's not interested in what you want to tell him about what he needs to do. He knows what he's going to do. He wants you to shut the fuck up and start doing what he's telling you to do, and everything's going to be all right. That's what he's saying.